Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about reproduction weevils in forestry. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, John, why are we talking about reproduction weevils today?
Well, Amy, winter is the time of year for reforestation. Most seedlings are sold as bare root, which are best planted when they're dormant. So our reforestation planting season is late December through mid-March.
Now, what are reproduction weevils?
There are two species of weevils that attack pines, the Paley's weevil, Hylobius Paley's, and the pitch-eating weevil, Pachylobius piscivorus. Both are in the family Curculionidae, and the adults are active 10 to 12 months of the year, with the lowest activity during winter.
Now, which pine species are susceptible?
All the pines that grow in the southern United States. So this includes loblolly, longleaf, shortleaf, slash, pond, sand, spruce, and Virginia pines. These weevils are attracted to freshly cut stumps and logging slash.
So if weevils are attracted to stumps, what makes that a problem?
Well, the adults will feed on the freshly cut pine stumps and roots, and they'll lay their eggs in the soil or the leaf litter. And several months later, new adult weevils will emerge looking for food. If that cutover site has been replanted, the emerging adults will feed on the newly planted seedlings. In situations like this, damage can be extensive. 30 or 60% or more of the seedlings may be eaten, and extensive damage will require replanting.
And what do these reproduction weevils look like?
On pine seedlings, the weevils will feed by chewing through the bark along the root collar, main stem, and branches. Light damage will appear as small, shallow patches. Resin often covers the wounds and crystallizes, giving the seedling a sugary appearance. Heavy feeding will strip the needles of bark and, will strip the seedlings of bark and needles, leaving bare stems.
Now, what can be done to control reproductive weevils?
There are two courses of action. The first relies on the life cycle of the weevil and the date harvesting is finished. Generally, there are 1 to 2 generations per year. Weevils feed on the freshly cut stumps or newly planted pines. Landowners should delay replanting the site if harvesting finishes between June through December. Wait a year, and the weevil population will die out before the area is planted to trees.
Well, what if a landowner does not want to wait?
In that case, the second method of control should be used, which is an insecticide dip or spray. Many seedling nurseries will sell permethrin-treated seedlings for planting at just a few dollars more per thousand. This is the cheapest route for a landowner, but planning ahead is necessary. And of course, tree planters will need to wear protective equipment, namely rubber gloves, in planting these seedlings. If treated seedlings cannot be purchased, post-plant spraying with labeled insecticides is then required, and that will be more expensive to do.
Okay, so give me a summary of what we've talked about today regarding reproduction weevils in forestry.
Reproduction weevils include the Paley's weevil and the pitch-eating weevil. They feed on fresh pine stumps, and if harvesting is finished between June through December, landowners should postpone planting an additional year. Otherwise, they should purchase insecticide-treated seedlings to plant. If you have any further questions, contact me at 662-566-8013 or your local extension office.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.